and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God, now and forever. Amen.
Dearly beloved, in the name of God and the Church, we have come together with Anita June Hudson and Kenneth Mark Hudson to witness the sacred vows they make this day as they are married and reaffirm their commitment to one another. Forsaking all others, they will renew their covenant of mutual fidelity and steadfast love, remaining true to one another in heart, body, and mind as long as they both shall live. Let us pray then that God will give them the strength to remain steadfast in what they vow this day. Let us also pray for the generosity to support them in the commitment they undertake, and for the wisdom to see God at work in their life together. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we who cannot exist without you may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
God of abundance, assist by your grace June and Mark, whose covenant of love and fidelity we witness this day. Grant them your protection, that with firm resolve they may honor and keep the vows they make, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Be seated.
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the sea. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way made it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared the city for them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our song for today is 33, verses 12 through 22. Let us read our half verse. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Happy the people he has chosen to be his own.
The Lord looks down from heaven
and beholds all the people of the world.
From where he sits enthroned, he turns his gaze
on all who dwell on the earth.
He fashions all the hearts of them
and understands all their works.
There is no king that can be saved by a mighty army.
A strong man is not delivered by his great strength.
The horse is a vain hope for deliverance.
For all its strength it cannot save.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him.
On those wait upon his love. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Today is not merely a renewal of vows, but a marriage. A return to their marriage of 23 years already. During the recent past, they've dealt with a number of issues, including serious medical conditions, both June's and Mark's. And June's brings us another witness, a third witness to the wedding, in the person, I will say, of Reba this morning, whom we also know. Please understand that I mention all of this to you not as gossip or idle talk, but as part of the sermon these two present to us this morning. In today's gospel, Jesus offers the image of a way by way of illustrating preparedness for whatever God has in store for us. That meeting is merely the one appointed for today. There was no planning to do this thing when that gospel was being read. It's serendipity, or as we Christians call it, grace. In his letter to the Hebrews, the unknown author, and we've acknowledged that it's not Paul since the second century, we know that. The unknown author of Hebrews speaks eloquently of who we Christians are, reminding us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This is the real text of today's sermon. Any relationship founded on utter trust in another human being is a risky undertaking. Even holy matrimony, a relationship we believe to be blessed and supported by God's grace. If we, the church, didn't believe that business about riskiness, why would we pray, as we will in just a few moments, for the honesty to acknowledge when they hurt each other and the humility to seek each other's forgiveness and yours? Because we know, and God knows, that it is impossible for anyone to live in such a relationship without hurting each other. So what we pray for all of us, not only June and Mark, is not the absence of such inevitable hurt, because we're human beings, but the means for dealing with those injuries we inflict on each other, seeking God's grace and strength not to repeat them. In fact, our prayers include one for the strength to keep the vows each of us has made, reminding us that all who make up this parish family and this body of Christ need to renew our reliance on God to help us faithfully fulfill the vows we made or others made on our behalf at baptism and at other points in our lives. The letter to the Hebrews goes on to remind us that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. What a stunning statement. I love that. It takes us back to real basics. What is seen was made from things that are not visible. Friday, I was speaking with Abby and her husband Mark and their children, Shane and their children, about the children's upcoming baptism date to be announced. At one point I was explaining, I think it's too ambitious a word, describing to Jackson the nature of a sacrament, telling him that there's always an outward visible part and an inward invisible one, and spiritual. Whether it is the couple in a marriage or the water in baptism, there's always a part in the sacrament we can see and usually feel and hear and sometimes taste, as in Holy Communion. Those visible elements, as much as we cherish them, are mere signs of the spiritual reality, God's grace, that underpin them and give them life. Those elements are made from things that are not visible. God's grace and love defy the limits of human language. Our Lord used image after image in his parables to paint verbal pictures of what love is like. The author of Hebrews, speaking of Abraham and Sarah and using such imagery, speaks of us as well. If they had been thinking of the land they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. The author tells us, too, that God called our forebears in the faith and calls us to what he calls a better country, that is, a heavenly one, meaning not just something that we will encounter when we die. So easy to say, it's that pie in the sky by and by stuff that drives me nuts. We think there's this and then there's heaven out there. But it's not only that, but especially an eternal life that has begun in us now. Trying to recapture or run from the past, usually, maybe always, distorted by memory, vanishes in our Lord's many reassurances that the kingdom of God has come very near us, is here and now. It is a corrective, I think, to trying to live in the past. We celebrate today with Mark and June that divine presence in this and future moments in their lives. And we thank them for helping us to reflect on God's presence with us in all our lives, here and now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you freely and unreservedly offer yourself to Mark?
I do.
Mark, do you freely and unreservedly offer yourself to June? We both can answer this together. Your answer is, I will be God's help.
Okay.
Will you continue to live together in faithfulness and holiness of life as long as you both shall live?
I will be God's help.
Now, would you all please stand? This question is addressed to you, and I'll prompt you the way I prompt again. Your answer is, because I want to hear it, is we will. But the question first. Will all of you gathered to witness these vows do all in your power to uphold and honor this couple in the covenant they make?
We will.
Excellent. Will you pray for them, especially in times of trouble, and celebrate with them in times of joy?
We will.
You may remain standing or you are kneel as you're able. Let us then pray for June and Mark in their life together and for the concerns of this community.
Mercy.
source of all goodness, hear the prayers we bring before you for June and Mark, who seek your blessing this day. Strengthen them as they share the saving work of Jesus, and bring about for them and for all who have created the fullness of life you promised, who now lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
June and Mark, I invite you now, illumined by the word of God and strengthened by the prayer of this community, to make your covenant before God and the church. Mark, take June's light and aid in yours. In the name of God, I, Mark, give myself to you, June. Give myself to you,
and myself to you,
June, and take you to myself.
June, give myself to you.
I will support and care for you.
And support you.
By the grace of God.
In your stress.
In times of sickness.
In times of sickness.
In times of health.
In times of health.
I will hold and cherish you.
And cherish you.
In the love of Christ. In times of plenty,
in
times of want, I will honor and love you.
Honor and love.
With the Spirit's help. In times of anguish. In times of joy.
In times of relief. Lots of anguish.
Forsaking all others. As long as you keep them. This is my solemn vow. Here's your hand. And you take Mark's right hand.
Right back.
Same hand. Your right hand. You put your hand. You put your right hand. There we go.
Okay. It's tricky.
It is tricky, isn't it? In the name of God, I choose.
In the name of God, I choose.
Give myself to you, Mark.
Give myself to you, Mark.
And take you to myself.
And take you to myself.
I will support and care for you.
I will support and care for you.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
In times of sickness.
In times of sickness.
In times of health.
In times of health.
I will hold and cherish you.
I will hold and cherish you.
In the love of Christ.
In the love of Christ.
In times of plenty.
In times of plenty.
In times of want.
In times of want.
I will honor and love you.
I will honor and love you.
With the Spirit's help.
With the Spirit's help.
In times of anguish.
In times of anguish.
In times of joy.
In times of joy.
Forsaking all others.
Forsaking all others.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Bless the Lord these rings as signs of the enduring covenant June and Mark have made with each other through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Place the rings. And see that. June, I'm giving this ring as a symbol of my vow. As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay. God has in the name of God.
Amen.
Okay. Mark, I give you this ring.
Mark, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I am.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Now join your right hand. Yes. There you go. Thanks.
Stay.
Now that June and Mark have exchanged vows of love and fidelity in the presence of God and the church, I pronounce that they are married and bound to one another as long as they both shall live.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we praise you for the tender mercy and unfailing care revealed to us in Jesus the Christ, and for the great joy and comfort bestowed upon us in the gift of human love. We give you thanks for June and Mark and the love and faithfulness of them. Pour out the abundance of your Holy Spirit upon them. Keep them in your steadfast love. Protect them from all danger. Fill them with your wisdom and peace. Lead them in holy service to each other and the world. God, the holy and undivided Trinity, bless, preserve, and keep you, and mercifully grant you rich and boundless grace that you may please God in body and soul. God, make you a sign of the loving kindness and steadfast fidelity, manifest in the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior, and bring you at last from the light of the heavenly banquet where you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Now, what you do is you exchange the peace before you die. The peace of the Lord be always with you. we offer this holy sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we pray for these people for whom our prayers have been asked. For Jim, Ann, John, David, Jane, Pat, Patty, Jill, Kara, Stephen, Diane, Kenda, Maureen, Greg, Janet, Chris, Philip, Diane, Carol, Sarah, Joey, Alan, George, Jim, the people of Ukraine, the Degater family, for Martha and her family, for those in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Brian, Jared, Chris, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. For all who are traveling this week, especially Aaron and Sandy James. For all who have died, especially for Margaret Asher Butts, Jeffrey McMurtry, and Rick Chapman. We pray in thanksgiving with Carol and Jim Weathers, who celebrate their anniversary today, and with June and Mark Hudson on their wedding day. And at this time, I invite your prayers or thanksgivings aloud or silently. Lord, hear the prayers of your people and what we've asked faithfully, grant that we may obtain effectually to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death in the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of you, and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints
and to the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Christ, the cup of salvation.
Amen. No, I have not. Then you can. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.